Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We gotta stop them. They're gonna kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started? Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right. You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thank you very much, warning.
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Good. You are here. Welcome to our nightmare. How you doing, Scott?
Well, I'm really doing good now. I mean, you landed the Eagle with what? 30 seconds. It was good.
Without a flutter or skip.
I was watching a UFO out the window, and it's like, I'm thinking,
UFO? Yeah, I believe it.
They don't call me UFOs for nothing, man.
Oh, I know what that's about. What are you going to do when they take you away? How are you going to handle that, Buzz?
I'm going to say...
I need it myself. I use it for my high blood pressure. It actually lowers my blood pressure. It makes me laugh how it works.
Can I answer your question? Are you asking what am I going to do when they take me away?
Yeah, yeah. How are you going to get your fix?
Please let me. I want to have. Let me have sex with one of your girls. I want. Just want to be the maybe the. The 75th guy on Earth to have sex with an alien. Okay. There you go. That's the first thing I say. Do what you want.
What if they say that they don't have girls? What are you going to do then? If they're like,
give me a lobotomy.
Your world doesn't have women. I gotta go.
What do you mean? Well, seriously? Come on, you're joking, right?
No, I don't know. That's what my point is. You never know till you get there.
But I'm turning my speaker off because we are having a storm here and it's kind of loud.
Hello, Leon. Nice to have you. So this is the answers, and it's Scott and why not. Go ahead, Scott. I'm being patient.
Well, I'm hoping Leon has a ruby slippers.
I'm sure they're all tapping them together right now to get here. And we're off. And what?
I'm done.
Okay. And so we're all listener supported. I'll just go for that one. And we are number one because we're all listener supported. And it's like a crowdfunded effort, you know, from all of our listeners and really the hosts too. And it's just, you know, it's a family style here. That's what's interesting. And we don't have the commercials and we don't have to pay tribute to the king or anything.
Yeah.
And we could actually tell you real answers instead of just lying to you.
All hail the king of Fa.
Sorry.
All hail to the king of Fa. You know, the Fa king. King of Fa.
Yeah, how did they get away with Fa Qua? That was a Disney thing.
No, the king of Fa is not Disney.
Well, there was some Disney thing. It was the, crap. It was the troll or whatever. No, his name. His king was Fakwa, or his kingdom was Fakwa. I don't care. What do I care? Go ahead.
Yeah.
But that was Disney, I think.
Nah, I'm talking some demented people, demented Apple Records release. Back in 1969.
Okay, so they started it and ended up in Disney.
No.
But anyway, I'm wrong. It's okay. We're on the answers. Just so we all get that straight.
You are fine.
Good. And we have Leona and Two Feathers. I'm not seeing anyone else yet except Studio B. What do you think of that? And
you have like Kick Sand capabilities. Remember when she used to look through that little two-way mirror? You'd say, I see Scotty and I see Kevin.
Do you see the audience too? Yeah. Can they see us?
I would, but she said she could see me. You know, I'm sitting there eating my sugar frosted flakes.
Yeah, you can probably see her if you're eating sugar frosted flakes. They can tell you that part how it works, right?
But you
believed her because of the sugar frosted flakes.
Well, no, because I was for it. It's like she said she'd seen me. She was looking through that magic wand or something. It kind of reminded me of a, like, you know, like soap bubbles, get that wand, like, you know, it's like got us, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I remember the show. I remember turning it every time I saw that lady. It confused me. My children.
I mean, no one flew on a roof across the stage like Big Sam.
She was better than the other ones for your children. So it's weird, isn't it, when they pick what they're going to program our children with and you have to take it? Like, you watch Sesame Street, and it's worse now. It was actually better back in the day when we were growing up.
I used to watch it
when we were teenagers.
Yeah.
You watched it when you were skipping school and stuff, right?
Oh, at Jeff's house, yeah. We because his little sister.
There was nothing else on anymore.
But there was a show called Bill School. Bill Cosby, The Electric Company. That was a good freaking show. That was an awesome show. So I just want to say.
Mr. Green Jeans, too. So this is the answers, and we have Leon and Two Feathers. Would you guys like to join in? One of us? Two of us? Two Feathers has two feathers for talking, right? But Shannon's not here to take one from
us. Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, man. kind of had like a little rough weekend here. You know, of course, I'm in my favorite shopping place.
Well, it is a full moon. You gotta expect it.
Yeah, I wound up acquiring an abscess, like in my mouth or whatever. So I had to wind up going to the emergency room. And but they said it's just they give me some antibiotic, you know, to take. Yeah.
Give me some antibiotic.
Yeah, try to kill everything. Some penicillin, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So and I got some ibuprofen, like 800 milligram of ibuprofen, you know, for pain. So far, I mean, it's working, but, you know, of course, the antibiotic's going to have to work its way, you know, to start trying to heal everything in me, you know? So, I mean, you know, I kind of felt bad psychologically because I haven't been able to, you know, work on my yard work and wanted to change my air filter on my vehicle.
That's and, always something.
Yeah. So I didn't really get to make a move toward that, you know, so I feel bad about that, you know what I mean? As a father, you know what I mean? It's just natural for me because I love being in the yard. My wife told me, she said, you know, you're going to fall out in that yard as much as that heat is right now. Yeah, so that heat's not, you know, it's not too good on us right now, you know, so. But, you know, it just backs me up. Go ahead.
That's that hot sun that Sergeant was talking about. Heading for Nova.
Heading for Nova.
Yeah, he said it's turning into a blue dwarf. It's a little hotter than usual. But I think it's the, like all the planets are a little bit more light now. Like we're going into a photo part, like photos, I don't know, part of the solar system.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're off the galactic plane, like we're hanging over the edge looking into the Milky Way or something.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Leona, how are you tonight?
Who is that?
Hanging on the Milky Way galaxy.
Yeah.
Well, we're all there. You are here with us.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate it. I was going to ask y'all, how did the trucker show go last night? Because I was on with Jer Bear. I didn't get him around to making it to the trucker's lounge, you know?
Well, I think the first show nobody did, so it was blank. But we did the one in the morning. It's hard to do both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just curious, like, I didn't know, like, Sarge was on with y'all.
Yeah, it was just me and Sarge. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, crap. What about Scotty? Scotty didn't come to the Trucker's Lounge?
I've never been invited to the Trucker's Lounge.
Yeah, I didn't invite him because it was so early in the morning, like 7 in the morning on Saturday morning.
Well, I was up that one morning, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like sitting there waking up and falling asleep, and waking up and falling asleep.
But I guess I'd tell you. Oh, go ahead, Scott. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you told me you tuned into it and you heard us talking about shoes and you went away and didn't call in.
That's right. It was you and Shannon, right? You're talking about shoes and Trucker G wasn't there and you didn't. And, never mind. So I just like, no sleep.
I wanted to congratulate you, Scotty, on, making an appearance on the open mic, man. Congratulations for that.
I know. I've been practicing. I got back in. It's like I sucked. I really did suck. But they seem like really like me, man. I just got invited to 2 more shows up there, different places. So, and so I'm happy, man. I'm happy. Felt good. Because it's like kill your nerves. I still getting like nerves. Like, I didn't even want to throw up. But whatever. I survived that. It was good, man. It's been 17 years since I got in front on the stage. And I was awesome, man. So I congratulate myself for like getting up there, but I kind of suck. But they like me.
without making a mess on the stage. Here.
The bikers didn't kill me. It's like I actually haven't
break a leg.
Hey Scotty, I got a good encouragement activity for you for when you get up there on stage. This is to get all the butterflies out. All right, you ready for this?
Ready, man.
Mr. Rogers. When Mr. Rogers used to do his show.
Yeah. What's your advice? What do you do?
What
do
you say? Well, what you do is, you know me, hello neighbor. You know, you go in there with, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Just pretend they're all your neighbors.
Yeah, it's like you're going to see all your neighbors, yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'll try that one.
Hello, neighbors.
You like, oh, I don't want him to know me that well.
You know, hey. Give you some encouragement, you know, to open up and where you actually feel pretty good about going, you know, going on stage, and you won't have to, you know, get all the butterflies. You just remember me saying that. And you'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to see all my neighbors.
Well, here are the truth. Okay, I don't want to talk about that much, but I will say I do have a thing I do to get my nerves off and get to like work on this. I do this when I scream. Why don't we do it in the road? Bum, bum. It's a two-chord song, you know. It's like, it's like about a minute and a half long, and it's like, mm-hmm. You know, that just shocks everybody. Most people haven't heard it. It's catchy and it's stupid and it's loud. And there you go. Didn't work though. Didn't work. I still felt like a nervous show. No.
At our age, you don't want to see them all naked in the crowd, right?
I gotta tell you, it was an older crowd then.
Oh,
yeah. No, it was young, but more old dudes, you know.
They say when the women get out on the streets and bang the pots naked, they get what they want, especially when they're old women.
Well, I'm not messing with women anymore. After the girls on the round table and here on the answer, I got a whole new respect for women.
Yeah, you don't know if they're packing, right?
Damn bitches be crazy.
He like fires one off. His eyes get big.
I love them. I think they're, and I can't even disagree with their actions or their thoughts. Yeah. There you go.
I think it's interesting. That's what it takes these days. So is it Leon with us? She's still on mute. And I don't know anymore what the solution is. I did say something in that last show about, is this the real third war where it's men and women like battling it out? Who's right?
No. You want to, unless you guys want to talk and shut me up because I'm just like nuts tonight. General Scott has some things to say about what's freaking taking place over in Afghanistan.
You would have done better, huh?
Looking more out of a president. Jeez. Japers, folks. We're looking at incompetence. We're looking. Man, dissolution of that, whatever. This guy is doing stuff. It's not even this. We're going beyond the peaceful. This is court martial shit here. I don't think you can court martial a president, even though he's a commander in chief. Done, man. You get a taste of what. This is what happens when you vote. Against somebody, man. When you don't vote against something, this is what you freaking get. I'm just saying, I know we're not really into this stuff, you know, like position of powers around the world and what the hell is going on, you know, military-wise and stuff, but that was a military blunder, freaking put. There are possibly 1,000 still U.S. citizens that are freaking, I'm calling them hostages now. Freaking hostages. The French, the Germans, even the Dutch went in there with special forces and got their freaking people out. We've got citizens there being held. This is a freaking ridiculous. Anyway, military, a simple moron could have planned a withdrawal out of a country better than this, man. There's no reason. I mean, these Marks that were like side with the Americans and stuff, you know, these people should have been lifted. Like, our embassy should have been lifted, destroyed. We gave him freaking, we gave him the main base, and we're talking $6 billion worth of military equipment, Black Hawk helicopter. This is just bullshit. If I was a president, I would have taken, I would have dropped freaking, I would have dropped 20,000 guys. I would have done a full-scale assault. I would have done that in like 2 days. I wouldn't let any of our shit get out of that country. Okay? I mean, there's still sophisticated communications. This is a disgrace. This freaking guy, I'm telling you, man, this is real. I can't say that word, can I? This is like, I don't know, like IQ of freaking 60 or something, mentality. This guy's senile. I'm stopped ranting.
General Scott, he said he doesn't remember.
Bullshit. I'm not sure if he's taking an incompetent staff, Department of Defense, and the secretaries. This is just crap, man. We are being fed crap. The American people, what you're getting is crap and lies right now. What you see what's going on the ground and what these idiots are coming out and saying in their little press conferences. Let me tell you, that's what you got in that election, too. You got a fraud election. You got a bunch of incompetent people. Let me tell you, this snowflake movement, this freaking far left liberal, I'm not even enjoying it anymore. It's not even funny. This freaking Marxist, it's a Marxist takeover. I'm telling you.
Yep.
Just wait. Just bad news, folks, and I'll stop. And you need help? It's like this General Milley, you piece of shit. Can he's got race theory instead of like have a withdrawal, pull out of a country, you know, or just keep it stabilized? You freaking asshole. General Milley, freaking dick.
So I got a question for you on the answers. Would you like tell the Taliban that you're going to bomb all that equipment before you get your people out?
Let me tell you, it should have been done around. I wouldn't tell them jack shit. I'd be
But I'm saying he came out and he told them that I'm going to get rid of all that equipment anyway. I'm just going to bomb it all. But he tells them before he gets his people out.
Yeah.
But you could always do that later. You didn't have to tell them before you did it.
Can't stand. They got a week now, okay, to move shit out of the country. And let me tell you, every adversary right now is examining that stuff. They're studying our communication. I'm just done with this.
We're being held hostage. They were all kidnapped, and it's not the Taliban's fault. Biden did it on purpose. This is what I think it's maximum effect. You know, like if you've got an evil entity that wants to bring down America, this is how you do it. And this is a bumbling fool that should be in jail already. So, you know, he doesn't remember. So what's it matter to him what we do to him next?
Just for a little tidbit, Bin Laden, okay, like the scapegoat of 9/11, okay? That's getting this wrong. Anyway, Bin Laden in his inner workings and with his different mullahs or whatever you call these people, in their memos, it's saying for, like, they're trying to assassinate Obama and whoever the Secretary of State was back then. But Biden, he was like, don't touch Biden. They wanted Biden to be president. And he goes on to explain why they wanted Biden. But the hit list that existed that we uncovered, supposedly, you know, which I was... Anyway, if Bin Laden, back in 2008 or 2012, I don't know what the hell it was. Anyway, if he's saying that stuff, if the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda are discussing shit like that, like Obama's on hit list, Secretary of State hit list, don't touch Biden. We want him in. He's perfect. Oh, man. We're so screwed, dude. We're so screwed.
you don't see that this was all planned. Like, he gets the blame. But he's irresponsible, so it doesn't matter. He was going to jail anyway. This is the best deal he could ever get. You know, like he doesn't have to go to jail. Now he becomes treasonous. What's the difference? He was going to jail anyway. So he's just a pawn, you know, like to be sacrificed and blame everything on. But he purposely did this wrong. And that's what gets me. Like everybody's putting us down. It's not our forces that did anything. It's this bumbling fool that's possessed. And there's no reason for them to be in there except to get us to rally against it, you know, like so that we could stop this system. So I just want to mention Trucker Gerald had jumped on the call with us. What do you think, Trucker Gerald? I'm sure you might have had a comment you wanted to make. Hello.
Oh. How y'all doing?
Hello, good. Trucker Gerald.
Good to have you.
Yeah, sorry I missed my show, guys. Yeah, I was, my anxiety was messing up all weekend, so yeah. I couldn't do my show, so I apologize to everybody.
That's all good. I just couldn't do them both that night.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, that worked out, though. And it's a good time in the morning with your coffee, so I like that one.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was going to bring up that Mike Gatti, and I should say the great Gatti here, and he said that these people in the system knew what they were doing when they did it. They could have done it right. They could have given us all the right ways, you know, let the people be strong and stuff. And they knew how to do that. They had it set up before they finagled it, you know, before the coups and stuff, like all this stuff. So my point is they do know how to do it right. And that's why they've got it so tangled up so you can't figure it out. Because we would do it right if you could figure it out. And so everything's been devious. And I get that, you know, that's the Piscean age where you've got, you know, two-faced and, you know, getting over on each other and stuff. Capitalism. But, you know, it's over now. And I know that tyranny comes next, but only because they stole all the money. That's what capitalism does. But here's the thing. Money doesn't really count anymore at this point. Like, all this stuff is to get us upset. And if we were to stop being upset and start, like, doing things our way, everything would be easy to fix. So we're really not in a bad situation. There's just a bunch of noise that, you know, is in our way right now. So what do you think? Like, we could do it right. We've got all the right tools already.
Well, they got the country so divided. I mean, that's what they're working on. They want to divide the people so much. And this tyrannical government, I went over this on my show a couple weeks ago, you know, about tyranny, and it's against the Constitution. And it's total treason is what they're doing. And the people got to stand together. I mean, like I said before, there is no difference between Republicans and Democrats. They plan all this ahead of time. And what's going on in Afghanistan, it's all planned. They planned it out a long time ago, and just to piss the people off and scare the people. And that's what's going on, really. And the people need to stand up and stand together and say, hell no, we're not going to take it anymore. I mean, I don't know.
This is the best money can buy. So now you're going to see a world where money isn't the value of life. Like, we've seen enough. I think this is what it takes for us to do what's next. Like, if you didn't get this far and actually, you know, think about killing each other, we might not realize how important it is to fix this, save our children before they can't reproduce anymore.
Well, this is ideological subversion. I went over this on another show. This is where they're trying to bring in communism. And to do that, you got to destabilize and demoralize the country. And that's exactly what they're doing. And,
but we know all their tricks. We've figured it all out. We've deciphered everything. And it's always been waiting for the people to stand up and take their place. Like, they're going to always rule us until we decide that we're not under rule anymore. Like, who has the right to tell you what to do in life or how to grow? Nobody does. And, you know, just because you came here and it was like this doesn't mean it has to stay this way. We're supposed to be something new all the time. I think it's real easy. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, here we go. There's this $3 trillion budget. I'll be quick. But
wait a minute. This is the broke culture. We can't afford anymore. Well, they already reached their limit.
Okay, rabbit hole here. Inflation just marked it as like 5%. You know, so it jumped 5%. So with people, they said the national average is 4% for people getting raises. Well, the inflation thing just went up 5%, and people, even though they got raises, they still lost buying power.
But that's why it has to change, because everything they promise us never comes out that way.
That's not where I'm going. I'm getting to a Marxist situation to take over the country. There's so much work in this budget, in this package, okay? And all our snowflake theories and plans are going to be, if this passes, it's just going to be the final touch. Seriously, really.
I know, but that's what you expect.
With voting rights and all that kind of stuff, it's like it's definitely going to bounce in the coup's favor. You know, so if these Republican wusses don't get a freaking backbone, and at least, I mean, they're freaking worthless, but they're our last chance to save this, really to save.
They're all bought out. Like, you can't rely on the Republicans. You can't rely on any of these politicians. They're all about money.
Anyway, my point was, once this budget goes through, then it'll go through, because I don't trust Republicans. And that's it. That's the final stamp. Right there, right from the socialist Marxist regime will they win, you know?
I'll tell you a few things that Gaddy was saying today. He said that they would have term limits. Nobody would go longer than 4 to 6 years at the most. Of course, yeah. And then he said that they would be limited by all the states would have to vote too. So even if it takes longer, they would have to get the permission of all the states. And then he said something. Go on. I'll remember the other ones. But there's two more of them that are huge. Oh, the one is when they say they're going to do something, if they don't do it, they can be recalled right away. So if they get in there elected and then they don't do what they're going to say, they're out of there right away. Like, it's like you didn't do what you said you were going to do. So these were all like put in there before they went crazy and said, well, we can't listen to what the states have to say. They might do it so the people have all the power. So what they said was, Gaddy said that these uppity-ups were saying that they own everything and that's why they should rule it. Like, they're the ones that own all the land, all the money, all the stuff that we're playing with, and that's why they're making the rules. And that's the way they put it. So that's the people that decided our fate, and we didn't want to hear what the states had to say or the people, because that would, you know, limit their power. So when you look at the trillions you're talking about and how they're finagling it, you can see why. Like, it's been a coup since way before Lincoln. So yeah, if you know the difference, if you know what we could do and we could have a better system, why are we playing these games anymore? Who cares about voting if we could fix it so that they would have to do what they say? See, what it is they're allowed to lie to us. Why would you think they could lie? Why would we vote somebody in that's allowed to lie? Isn't that where the problems are?
My theory, once again, I'm thinking that, what, this 50% of the country work for the government? We start talking police, township, city. When you start looking at all these people and all these positions they have, right? And each once again, each one of these people in that position have family members, right? And they have friends, and they tell their friends, oh, you know, please vote for my cousin or something, because they'll lose their house. I'm just saying, you know, it's like power. It's freaking power. They're just...
That's right. And they're infiltrating different areas, so that it's not even the locals that get a say.
Yeah. Well, who's getting a say? Really, because these people are just in there because they actually organized enough people to vote for them. Yeah.
Right, and the family thing, you know, where, how fair is it that if your family, like, buy in and stuff, you get privilege? So we know how it works. We know what we could do to get it better. We could go back to what it should have been instead of what they finagled us with. We could give power back to the states and the people. And we could stop these uppity ups from saying they own everything. Why should they own anything?
I don't want to bash the Constitution. And you said the
Constitution is supposed to just protect us because we have more rights than you can write down.
We abuse the Constitution in so many ways. But that's the main thing right there. Term limits. Okay, you're talking maybe how about like 4 years, dude, and then you're out. You know? Okay. And the second thing is, you're not making any money. You're not making any money off of any side issues. You know, you're separating yourself from any. You're not using that to make any money, any kind of business deal. So term limit, and you can't make any money during your time. And boom, next guy. You know, you love the country, then you want to serve, because you're doing it for love now, because you're not making money for it.
So the people that set up the system were all land barons. They all owned everything. That's what he meant by we own everything, we make the rules. You know, and what they did was they stole everything out from under the people. They just, you know, sold it all to themselves, split it all up, and then act like they're the ones deciding everybody's fate. So we've been lied to, and really, it's so simple to get it back. It's not about fighting or a new world war or whatever they want to throw at us, get us all against each other. It's about realizing that it's our land. Why would we screw it up? You know,
nobody owns anything, because when it really comes down to it.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, if you think you own, someone just might bomb you back to the Stone Age and say you don't own it anymore. So, I mean, it's just a joke.
Well,
you can buy it, but someone will take it off you with a good weapon.
Why are we worried about land or money or what we would defend with our lives when life is more important? So why don't we set up a system where our children have a life and they don't have to worry about making their bills and how much they get paid and stuff like that? Give them opportunity for everything that they have an interest in. And who could be a failure or lazy if they could do anything? And that's the way it's really set up. But here you got the man's world, you know, the Satan world, the hell on earth, where they can just make everybody miserable and nobody can be happy and nobody knows what's going to happen to them next. And everybody thinks the government's worse than the most evil that we can come up with. But we can't see any good in anyone or anything. We're always waiting for the demons to get us. Well, if this world's ruled by the demon world, that's why we're in this situation right now. They don't want us to know how it works, and they want us in so much fear that they can use all our energy against us. And they're all possessed. Like, you can't sit here and watch Joe Biden and talk about him and not realize he's possessed. Now, why are we paying attention to a possessed person, you know, doing the stupidest thing on the planet? That's treason. He's selling our country.
Yeah, I think Obama was a Trojan horse, and he's definitely a puppet. But
he was. Hope and change? That was stupid.
I had a revelation. We'll see if it comes true here. Because, you know, Obama's running the show. He's running the freaking show.
Yeah, everybody's saying that.
Harris, she's going to get in there, and Obama's going to, he's going to be the Oracle. Everyone will be laughing about me running for president and you being well, the truth is, Obama's going to be the Oracle. And Harris will be POTUS. Scary.
And Harris is probably going to pick Hillary for, you know, the vice president or something, or Pelosi. You know, Pelosi is the one that set this whole thing up, because she set up Trump with that 25th Amendment to get rid of him so that she could set up Biden on it next.
Yeah,
and now she had a plan to put women in for president, and it could be her as the vice president.
Yeah.
So doesn't that make some sense to you?
Best soap opera drama ever, man. Just beats whatever. I don't know, but just beats anything.
Well, the joke is, with all our thinking that it might be a woman, Trump's going to just squeeze right back in there, and it'll be like he comes back from the dead, and he's the real Antichrist. And he's got 42 months of ruling, because he got back in right at the 42-month mark. So it makes me laugh, because now that we don't want a woman, because that's the way it's going to play, we're going to take Trump, and Trump's just as bad. Why don't we put somebody in that we want, that we pick, that isn't just voted on by this crazy system that they gave us? We never had a vote. We never had. Trump was never a choice either. We had no choice.
Trump wouldn't shit go down in Afghanistan. I'm just saying right now.
Trump is a puppet.
I don't care.
Trump is just as bad. Trump let Biden play this game because Biden's going to jail anyway. And now it's really Trump that let it happen. But we're going to say Trump's our man, and we're going to put him in now. He would have done the same thing, but they didn't want to blame him for it.
I don't want to get out of Afghanistan, but Trump wouldn't have done a disgrace like this. That's why
they let Biden go for 4 or 5 months until he screwed it up and got blamed. And now they just put Trump back in. I'm telling you, it's going to end up the worst thing that ever happened, because we're going to have some hope that Trump's going to do something. He's not going to do anything. He's going to distract everybody else from doing something. And it's our turn to do something, not Trump's. Go ahead. Why is Trump so good?
Because Trump wouldn't let this happen.
Oh, bullshit. This happened for 20 years. They've been bleeding us dry. They can't get any more out of us. And then they do this to us, and they sacrifice all our children again. That's what's happening.
First off, only one. Don't get me wrong here. Don't take it out of context. I'm wrong here, but like one U.S. soldier has died in the last 8 or 17 months.
And they're throwing babies on razor wire. I don't believe any of that crap. But it's children.
Soldiers in battle.
Scotty, it doesn't matter if it's our soldiers. There's people dying. And what's happening, the Christians are getting a $20 million fund up to save the Christians. What the hell is this world like? What is wrong with us? We're going to make a deal with the Taliban to save the Christians? This is ridiculous. Why didn't the government take care of that? Why do we have to bring up our own funds?
I agree.
What's really going on here? We're being played by every direction, including the Christians, the Muslims, and everyone. Now, when are we going to take over and do it our way? You know, like, I'm tired of this stupidity. I don't want to pay attention anymore. And I don't want to give anybody's names anymore. And I'm just sick of it. You want to argue?
Yeah.
Let's go at him. We got Sergeant Miller with us, too. You want to say something, Sarge?
Yes, please, Sarge.
And Leona, whenever you want, if I see you on mute, I'm going to give the mic to you. But go ahead, Sarge.
No, it must be a full moon tonight.
It sure is.
Energy's high.
And I'm back to nature. I'm not going back to man anymore. I've had enough. People are possessed everywhere.
What's the deal, Sarge? Do you want to take back Afghanistan, or are you happy with what's going on? Please tell me, man.
What's funny is the movie Charlie Wilson's War came on today on HBO. I sat down and watched it again. it's a good movie, though. You know,
but they want you to know what your shit is, what you're going through.
Yeah, I found that real funny. I sat down and watched it.
I mean,
Afghanistan ain't no solution, but let them be. I mean.
Yeah, but we knew that 20 years ago.
That's not my point. My point is like pulling out before you got your citizens and your allies, you know, and
they
your
did it on purpose.
That's my whole approach.
Maximum effect.
Yeah, but there was troops coming in and out the last what, 3 years? 3-4 years? There was movement going in and out.
$5-6 billion worth of military equipment for them. You know, I'm just saying it. I don't think they're a real government. So I think that was a big freaking mistake. Our military is so far superior. I mean, there's just no reason that we let that we didn't.
They're trying to make us look bad. You know,
success. You know, look how
no, they didn't. They did not make us look bad. Just because China said something stupid in other countries, that's all crap. Like, they're all playing on Biden's side. Go ahead.
The whole thing is because Biden wanted to officially be out of Afghanistan on September 11th so he could, like, you know, have this.
Oh, come on.
It is. He said a month ago. Then he were a couple. And he told the enemy, we'll be out. We'll be out of there by August 31st. Because he wanted to be out of there to celebrate our victory in Afghanistan. You know, we kept
what victory?
I'm just saying, man. He pinned that date, August 31st, so he could freaking try to symbolize himself with the start of the war, ending the war. That was a stupid thing to do to begin with, to make a date. You know, you just pull your freaking citizens and your allies and your military equipment out of there and say, "Have a nice day, people. We gave you a shot, you blew it." I don't have a problem with that, okay? I mean, I feel bad for the women. I really do, man, and children. For 20 years, so many people joined the U.S. train of thought, and now they're all victims. They're all going to be victims.
All right.
It's a travesty, man.
So is Leona with us yet? I'll give you a second to say something. I'm gonna start something big next.
Well, I just want to say it right quick. Scotty, you're saying Joe Biden gonna be on the aircraft carrier with his bomber jacket on?
Yeah, of course he's leading the charge. We already won, he said, right? I'm gonna claim it on 9/11.
Son of a bitch is guilty, dereliction of duty, treason, and this freaking guy needs to be dealt with fast. I don't give a crap what it takes to get him out of there. I want a real general too. Freaking Milley, get me started on him again. The critical race theory crap. That's what he's concentrating on in the military. And they should be making plans, man. They should have had this thing planned out, get everyone out, and say, "Have a nice day." This is bullshit. Made me mad. Here I am. I can't think anything. I'm not a warmonger. That's
what
I
want
to do.
Well, here's what I'd like to ask. What do you think the evil one would do? Like, what do you think's going on right now? Like, if Biden is possessed and there's something controlling our whole system, like, wouldn't you think that this is why the Taliban's in charge right now and they're terrorizing us and they've got all our children hostage and they're gonna hold them off for ransom? That's what's gonna happen, and they're gonna get the maximum amount of money out of America, and we're all screwed. Like, they just spent 20 years of our money, and they're trying to bleed us dry. And then you've got $1 trillion budgets that are gonna ruin our elections and stuff. Well, how much can they do before we do something? And when you think about it, what does the devilish side do to us? Like, why would you think it's any better? It's going to get worse before we stop it. They're rounding up children, they're stealing them, and they're giving them vaccines in Australia. And then they're going to raise the ones that they steal and kidnap and put shots in them, the age. How much further do you think we can let it go before everybody stands up?
Well, civil war is on the brink because they're pushing it. I mean, politically.
Well, we should have stood up when they were telling the Philippines and Indonesia that they had no choice with the vaccines and they'll kill people if they have to or put them in jail. Like, yeah. We should stop the system because that's happening now. But the World Health is not elected by anybody in this world. They're just the uppity-ups that realize that we're going to end up stopping them soon. Go ahead, Leona. Glad you got back.
Yeah, I actually saw a video pop. I was looking at YouTube, and it literally just popped up on my, just popped up there. And it was about what's going on right now, supposedly was just made today. Fox News, and they showed the Taliban and riding around in our stuff, and some American middleman over there saying, "Oh, well, we're not trying to come against the Taliban. We're not trying to go to war with the Taliban. We're not saying we're their enemy or they're our enemies." I'm thinking, what? They riding in our stuff, stole our stuff, killing our people, who we're not even going to help get out of there. We don't have no problem with them.
That was CNN, wasn't it?
No, it was Fox that popped up on my...
Okay. But that, to me, I heard some of that, and that was just all a farce. You know, like, it's what they want us to think. And the other thing was throwing babies on the barbed wire. That's a farce, too. And this thing with dropping people from a plane. How do we know? It's just like 1984. We don't know what the war is about.
It's just like Vietnam. We don't have a clue what was really going on in Vietnam. All we know is what the government decided to throw our people in there, not even giving them a choice.
And when they say,
I met so many Vietnam vets after they had been through the war, people without their legs. I had so many stories I heard.
I could dissect the Vietnam War for you, and I'm a moron. I can take you right through the history of Vietnam, right through the World War II, the French, the United States, the battles. But too.
They gave us the same play at the end of that war. We couldn't get our people out. Everything went chaotic. And that's why I came up with this thing. Well, they want maximum effect. They want everybody upset. You know, nobody's doing the right thing. Everybody's going to blame everyone. And this is how we get fighting, you know. So this is how they get the maximum amount of energy out of us. And what I was trying to say was, what would the devious one do with us if they want our energy? You know, so we're seeing in this Afghanistan thing, the worst that could happen. They're going to cut off the poppy fields and everybody's going to go cold turkey. And what kind of a world do we have now? That's the devil, man. If there's like an evil plan, this is the best plan they can come up with. Now, wouldn't you think of it that way? Why are we fighting over what are we going to do about it? Obviously, we got screwed. They went and they're going to hold everybody hostage. That's the next thing. Doesn't matter how they play it on Fox.
My family that needs the poppy fields, but I guess whatever works.
Oh, this is going to be the worst thing that ever happened. We're going to be trying to find all kinds of other ways to get these people off of the poppy. It's going to be crazy. I mean, there's a lot of people that have just pain and they're stuck on it. What do you think, Scott? What do you think the real war?
I think Afghanistan borders China and what is it? China and Russia. I think there's actually border.
Yes.
I think that the Chinese have pressured us so much, along with Russia, maybe, okay, that Biden just put his freaking tail between his legs and said, we're getting the F out of here. That's what he's acting like. Among all the other crap I talked about before, there you go. This is positioning, man. This gives Pakistan, who's not really, they have nuclear weapons. They're not our friends, okay, but we deal with them. All right, all of a sudden now they're bordered with Afghanistan and that, because they're the ones who finance the Taliban. So now instant access. They got instant access right to Syria, the border of Syria. I'm just saying, this was a strategic
This is what everybody's saying. It's perfect for, like, do we want a third world war? Like, you know, how many people are fighting right now? We could easily get it to, like, go viral. Everybody will go crazy next.
I'm just glad we're getting out of the Middle East. I hope we just get totally out of there, man. And just whatever happens, happens, man.
I think we're going to negotiate our people. We're going to pay out the ass because that was the plan. And it's going to be maximum effect on CNN and Fox. What do you think, Sergeant? You should have a better clue than me.
Well, I mean, y'all nail it. Y'all nailing it with the ideas, you know?
Yeah, and then the poppy fields. How much more bad energy can you get when you close that down?
Well, the military is still going to have a presence there. They just not going to tell you.
Fun. This is going to be a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right, Sarge. I really think there might be resistance, and we might be like CIA.
Well, the CIA has always been the drug dealer. So what it is we're going to be all like going cold turkey, and somebody's going to jack the price up through the roof, and they're going to make a ton of money on all the problems that they caused in this country. And we've got to get our crap together right away and stop this stupidity. This system should be closed down until we fix it our way. Like, why can't we have it our way? Right, Sarge?
Yeah. I mean, people frustrated.
I'm not frustrated. I'm saying, why are we waiting? And, you know, you might say, well, half the people are against us. Well, no, they're not. We never even got to ask anybody what they think of this. Nobody feels like this is the way a government should work. All you got to do is come up with a better way, and everybody would get into it. And the funny thing is, when you ask people what they think, you always come up with a better way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but so I was meaning people are frustrated with other events that, you know, keep piling on after
another.
That's
how they do it. That's how they do it. They bury us in shit. You see, we're so confused now with the vaccines and the children they're stealing, and now they're sacrificing all these people in Afghanistan, and they're going to close the poppy fields. We got so much shit to talk about, and China's on Biden's side, and Russia's the one that's hacking all our computers. All of it is bullshit. It's the CIA. It's 1984, and you don't know what the heck you're seeing.
Yeah. It is 1984. It's getting there.
And the thing is, if we keep watching the movie, we're never going to do anything to change our lives. Like, we don't have life anymore. This is hell. And you're not going to have life until you get a choice again. You like the forces with you? Well, you can always pretend, but it'll get to you sometime when your neighbors start coming after you.
Then that'll be hell.
Well, it's already like that. When they cut the poppy fields and everything goes up 10 times the price, what is it going to be like on the neighborhood that's got homeless people?
Oh, $5 a gallon.
That's, well, people are worried about stealing. I mean, what is it going to cost for heroin soon?
Yeah. We're trying to get some room.
And then take the vaccine. If you keep taking the vaccine, you're going to have to pay for it soon. And that's going to cost you an arm and a leg, too, if you want to live. And there we go. Perfect timing for the answers.
Yeah, I mean, this could be... I mean, I'm expecting to go through hell with the vaccine thing, you know.
You get a handbasket with that. We'll be right back.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The perfect triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, The Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
Ay, please, Achtermundi. Hi, Karl Marx here. I am all seriousness today, my friends. There is this show you must not listen to. The ultimate remedy with this guy, LB. This guy has figured me out. I hear it on Tuesday, and he is telling the truth. I mean lies. Stay away from this guy. Where's my good hairbrush? Anybody see my mama?
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Broadcasting live from the peak of Mount Warning, the most easterly point of Australia, tune in to the Free Manatee Radio Show with your host, Spread Love, every Monday, 6 a.m. EST. On the show each week, we discuss realistic solutions to help you observe rather than take part in the globalist agenda. We will dig into the past to find solutions for the future. We will discuss the wisdom of Ayurveda, the science of life, for techniques for understanding and achieving personal health and longevity. Please join us every Monday on Studio A, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Free Manatee Radio broadcast with your host, Spread Love, on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio.
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
And we are back. And this is The Answers with Why Not and Scott and the crew, actually. And I'm hoping that handbasket has some tricks in it, you know, at least some tools. But I really think the answer just comes to us, and that's what the problem is with the dark side. Like, they don't get the answers. And it's really about, you know, if you're going to do it for the right amount of people and, you know, for the most amount of people. And why would the dark side ever think like that? So they're always in the past. And that's why the Saigon thing that we just saw, like, makes sense, because they got the maximum effect back then. And this is what's been going on. We've been watching the same thing over and over, you know, repeating the past until we do something about it. Like, it's our turn. And we're supposed to see all this so that we do something about it. So if we end up in hell, it's because we didn't do anything about it. Like, it's going to keep getting worse and worse. No matter what you think, it's got to get worse until you stand up and stop it. And so we're all listener-supported here, and Rev Radio is how you stop it. And it's only because, you know, the people that really want to do something right are going to get the best solutions. So what do you guys think? Like, are we really in a problem, or is it all about the solution? You know, people act like nothing can be done about it. Why would you think that? What do you think, Leona? I haven't given you enough talk time. I know there's a creator, and I would think it's easy to fix everything. Like, it's just a matter of, you know, what you believe. And whatever we think is what's going to happen next. So, how about Sergeant? What do you think, Sergeant?
Well, I just... I just wanted to say, you know, Australia put out a nice little video today of the guy on the horse. I don't know if y'all saw it.
I heard they arrested the horse.
But hey, It looked like some Braveheart, you know? Braveheart type of episode. That made my day.
This was, I think tomorrow or something, they're going to pull another, like, vaccine thing or something, the stadium one.
I think so. I think it's this week. That's crazy.
Yeah, they're wondering what they can get away with. Like, if they get away with this, they'll be in America next doing the same thing.
I was like, wow, this shit is crazy.
What it is, Sarge, you know as well as I do that if you're a citizen, they can do whatever they want to you. They just never, like, did this yet. Like, you know, usually they don't play their hand because they don't want you to know how much power they hold.
I mean, that's that's why a cop gets away with murder. That's why a cop gets away with murder, and, you know.
Exactly. And how long would you let them get away with it if you knew the truth? Because a citizen gets murdered for no reason. You have no rights. If you ask for them, you have none. It's really simple stuff. And if you think that America set it up like this for your benefit, you got to be stupid. You're not going to the best place this way. You're going to hell. Mm-hmm. Look at these people. Nobody's happy. How could you think this is living? We're not being fooled anymore. But it's hell because they took the glove off, just like LB kept saying. So now you see what your government is capable of. Talk about governing your minds. This is your body, everything. They own you. And if you continue to be a citizen, there's nothing you can do about it. You're not going to go to court anymore. It's all backed up. Isn't that the perfect system for getting their way? And then they're going to threaten you with China and Russia and everything else is going to happen to you if you don't believe in your government to protect you. And aliens are coming too, and asteroids? Oh my. What about us? Aren't we the thing that's going to, you know, change the world? Why aren't we the one they fear? What it is all of the world is ready to just get rid of government. There's no reason for it. There never was one. And this leader-follower mentality has to go. That's a religious belief. It's so that you don't think for yourself. And why would we think somebody's going to represent us? Why wouldn't we represent ourselves? There's no reason to be represented anymore. That was only when we were back in the day of horses and stuff. And even that was a bunch of crap because those people knew the truth back then. Mike Gatti proves it, that they knew what they were doing and they purposely committed treason, all of them. Mm-hmm. And all the money should get fixed. It should... All the land and money and everything that we have, all our resources are the peoples, the real peoples. And we've never been real people. So at least we should all, you know, sign up to be, you know, a real person. And I don't even think I want any of their paperwork. I think we should make up our own. But aren't we capable now? What's stopping us? What do you think, Sergeant? You got enough books to know what's stopping us.
Ourselves, our perception of reality.
Yeah, the boogeyman's not stopping us, is it?
Yeah, I mean, hey,
the boogeyman don't exist. I mean, if you want to keep believing in them, you will start seeing demons because that's where we're at. You're going to see hell on earth, or you're going to change it. And I've had enough. Like, you know, the difference between nature and, you know, society, I'll pick nature every day. Mm-hmm. These people are possessed. They don't even know why. They're all about money. And they can't do anything for nothing back. If you can't be that way, anybody that is that way is going to get everything taken from them. Like, if you want to help people without any return, then people are just going to make fun of you. So at that time, you walk away. You don't want to be a part of this when they start killing each other. Anyway, that's what I know. I don't think you can live with people anymore. Unless they stand up, they're going to kill each other just because they're all pissed off at each other because they won't do anything about it. Like when you find fault with everyone else, it's your fault. And it's always what you're telling everybody else is wrong is what's wrong with you.
But that's what this environment creates.
Everybody's evil, then we kill each other in the end. Because that's what we believe in. Now, if you knew that there's another world here, that if we were just treat each other better like Mr. Rogers would, there would be no problems. Why would Mr. Rogers want to have war or kill people?
Because he was trained to kill, wasn't he? Mr. Rogers.
He was what?
He was trained to kill.
Is that why he didn't?
He was a Marine. Wasn't he a Marine or something?
I think he was.
He was.
But he was totally against it. You know, he's a vegetarian too.
He's a great guy. Yeah, from what I hear.
A great example, and that's how you really do it. You actually live by example, and you teach others by showing them it's possible. Mm-hmm.
Just say, when I was young and immature, I used to make lots of jokes about him.
Like, yeah, and isn't it interesting what you think of him now? He passes on and you see the real truth about him, just like Michael Jackson and everything.
Well, that's like society has the same problem. I guess I agree with it. It's like, you know, you grow, you know, and you see, have more experience and you see things, and you know. So really, with age, for some people, with age does come an awareness, you know, and I guess knowledge and, you know, sorting things out.
But with age, you can save people time. That you, look at how much it took you to realize how it works.
Yes.
So isn't that the real truth? Like, we're ready for whatever we should be doing. Especially if we were to, you know, tell the children what we think, you know, the children want a future. Like, you know, you got the difference between a guy like Biden, there, he couldn't get any older and more senile and be more possessed. And then you have the children that, you know, like everything is open to them unless we stop them. Like all the potential is there. And I think I hear somebody new. Usually works that way. Do we have Eagle?
Hey. Did we make it?
Well, yeah. The real Eagle has made it.
audio check. Break. Audio check. How we sounding?
There, you got permission to take off.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate coming aboard.
Go for it.
Got a good panel looking here. Yeah.
Well, what do you think, Eagle? I mean, you got a good view of this show. Bird's eye view.
All I know is whenever a dog goes to the bathroom, we always say, good dog, good girl, good dog. And whenever I go to the bathroom, no one says a damn thing. What?
They say you stink.
What's up with that? You know? How come we always praise the dog when they do that, but not the person? I don't know.
Well, how much good do we see in each other anyway?
happy Sunday. Happy Sunday evening, panel.
Happy full moon.
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to be a day you take off and rest.
There we go. Yeah.
So we know?
The energies have been strong here in that August full moon, definitely. And nice. It's nice to see. We've been getting blue skies again, so it's nice to see some stars, a couple planets, and a moon.
Well, a full moon is completing something, and we should know better by now. So after seeing that full Biden, you should know not to follow that leader anymore.
Right. Right, like, let's redo a Monopoly. Let's get it going again. Back to start. Yeah, it's get your $200 and let's get going again. But let's reset.
How about a 40 acres and a mule? We'll see what happens then, you know?
There we go. Dig up some roots. Root eating.
Well, I think that's what we should be doing, is reorganizing things and getting rid of this stupidity. They've been playing this game all along, and it's over already. You know, stop, you know, get the foot out of our ass. It's not a foot anymore.
Enough is enough, damn it. Yes.
Why are we playing a game anyway? How's that life?
I agree.
I remember the game of life used to be about how much can you afford the insurance. Isn't that what that game was about?
I remember spinning that thing and it always like jump out like a flying saucer sometimes.
But wouldn't it always land you on debt?
Yeah.
But I remember my biggest fear was the insurance, because you had to add up everything and pay the guy. I just thought, this is wrong. Something's wrong here.
They made you get that insurance, didn't they, in life?
Well, that yeah. If you don't have insurance, you might have the creator working with you.
Oh, man.
Who's bet on the creator?
Always some little hitch there.
You got to cover your ass like her ass. She went and hid instead of dealing with Afghanistan. She's like, I didn't do it. I'm not going to be associated with that at all.
Bart Simpson, right. I didn't do it.
But she's never hit her ass before, you know. So what the hell's going on here?
I didn't do it.
How can make Harris the most popular president in the history of the United States? Okay, we do the Amendment 25. They just get rid of Biden. Okay, I mean, this all, anyway, get rid of Biden. He becomes president. Obama takes over again. And she just does an all-out military assault on Afghanistan, kicks her freaking ass off. And we set up like something big to last. So anyway, point being is, like, you know, just be the only shit. And it would be like, the president ain't taking no crap. Like, we're not going to take my advice. So anyway.
Did you say Obama, Scotty? Bring back Obama? Yeah. No. He's you're kidding.
So they're getting rid of Biden. Will be going soon. He's incompetent. They're looking
I think last time Eagle was here, he gave us an idea the aliens were going to get married to her ass. I think it was that one, right?
I think Chuck Grassley's in there too. They snuck that guy in there.
You didn't meet that guy yet, right? The aliens. You remember that the aliens know more than our president, so we're going to have to listen to them.
Yeah.
How are we going to outthink the aliens?
They're here to help, Tony.
They own us. they all own us. We can't own ourselves, but they own us.
But didn't we help them? They came from the center of Venus.
I'm still trying to figure out if I'm Johnny Paper, you know?
The descendants of Valinthor are in our political system.
Is there anything that we know?
They are controlling the AI.
What do you think, Sergeant? Is it all a movie?
She is. There's a couple movies.
Yeah. But really, the aliens are going to take over. You know that's coming.
What about the robots? You saw the robot promo?
No, I don't watch that crap. I don't believe any of it.
That basketball robot was great, man. It cracked me up.
When he was shooting the three-pointers?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you expect? Like, I heard about that, and I was like, what did you expect?
Well, they probably had robots driving that C-117 out of Afghanistan.
They had to, because nobody wants to get blamed for that one. I remember we did that on Driver's Show, you know, like it was all about who would take blame, who would allow that. They have masters that load those planes. Like, none of it makes sense.
Blame and switch. Blame and switch, man. This is some big stuff going on in Californication, buddy. Newsom's. Yeah. He's on a rope. Are the aliens going to save Newsom, or are they going to give us Bruce Jenner?
Oh, he's going to change the rules so he can't get rid of him.
Yep.
What was that movie? He reminds me of what, was that American Psycho with Kristen Bell? I mean, the other day he had like a little snippet. He was getting a little spicy.
You can see the headlines now. The governor of California is gone. The governor of New York is gone. And we've been invaded by aliens. What should we do? Yeah, Nancy.
And then you had Arnold Schwarzenegger the other week talking about, you know, your freedoms.
You're like, going to have to give up something.
Not the best speech there, Arnold. Arnold didn't come up with the best words there.
I was like, where's a predator when you need one?
So why would he think we're that stupid? Is he that dumb?
Well, he just read it. He's a reader.
Yeah, but he has to be pretty lame to even put those words out. Like, I couldn't do it. Like, here's the thing. Could you do that to somebody, like, knowing what they're doing to them?
Oh, come on, man. Just suck it up.
Movie contract.
I'm saying, like, you're saying you're just going to have to give up your rights. Some of you have to buck up and just, you know, take it for the team, right?
Racking out Total Recall, Tony.
Yeah, but would any of us on this panel say something like that to somebody?
It's horrible. It's just not right.
So these are things that good people wouldn't ever do. Like all of it. So what kind of a country are we going to have if we keep letting bad people do whatever they want to us?
It's a former governor. Doesn't make sense.
Well, that governor that you're talking about is such a nuisance that he wants to change the laws so you can't impeach him. That's ridiculous.
Is audio still all right here? Are we getting any crackles? Or are we coming through?
No, you're loud and clear, a little bit too loud. You get a little feedback at times, but you're okay.
Okay.
But I wonder if Leona wants to say something. I got to keep reminding her that she can. And Trucker Gerald, too. They could just jump in.
Two Feathers, Trucker.
Well, I wasn't chiming in on purpose. Y'all were just taking up all the talking space, so I'll let y'all talk. You know I'm a talker. I'll talk all the time.
That's why you have to jump on us once in a while. And we got Shannon here, too.
I jump in once in a while. I was wondering where Shannon was. Hey, girl. Shannon, why are you not speaking up? I'm used to hearing you talk. I was wondering about you.
I think she's working on it.
Is she like me? They'll figure out how to turn my mic on.
We might have Happy with us.
Really?
Happy with?
Hi, Happy.
And we got
Nick. I see it says Happy Dog. Is that Happy?
Good dog. Good dog.
Getting started with that.
We always praise the dog. Good job.
We also have Nick here. Hey, Nick, do you want to say something? I think we touched on enough things tonight.
Yeah, I'm like a one-track.
Tell me, Shannon.
Is that Shannon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been really busy today. I am so sorry, guys. It's been hectic. I didn't mean to disturb y'all.
No, you can't disturb it.
But how are you guys tonight? How's everybody? Who's all on the call right now?
Oh, we got a lot. We've got we got Eagle Eye, Leona, Happy, I think, is here. She didn't answer yet. Nick hasn't answered yet. And I got Scotty, Sergeant, Shannon, Trucker Gerald. And I think everybody's really here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry for popping in so late. It's just I had stuff to do going to the store and my daughter needed some snacks for the week and stuff, and now I'm like getting ready to finally pull in for the night. Oh, it's been hectic, but
it's probably that full moon. We've got everything happening at once.
Oh, it is. It's full moon today. That's why you and your friends are getting into it.
we were touching on this topic of aliens a little bit,
Janet. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we need a new distraction because the rest of them aren't working.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, I believe that there probably is intelligent life out there. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, like.
It's just in time for the show.
I mean, I don't know really what to think about aliens, honestly. I mean, because I've never encountered one, you know?
Well, they know more than we do. So if you want to bow down to something, it would be something that you can't argue with.
Right.
So it's the perfect solution for a government that's failing. We just need aliens.
No, they've always been here, man. They're just operating like they've always been operating. Like, you know, and there's more people walking around, more people have. They don't even care if they're working within here. So they're doing what they're doing.
So more of us are aliens now?
No, I'm saying that there's some other. There's some other entity, you know, some other biological entity that's inhabiting the planet. I don't know if it's really from here, from ancient time, and they're just that cool. They cloaked themselves from us, or it's actually from their extraterrestrial. But it's all, you know, but they're operating, and they have been for a long time.
So let's talk about it a little bit. Isn't there too many of them to come from somewhere else? Isn't that a great point?
Too many.
You see so many encounters in so many different ways it goes that you got to wonder how they all get here so easily.
You're talking about different entities, different like types.
Yeah, they've got like 100 of them now, right? Every type we can think of, even though we can't come up with something we didn't see here.
Yeah, but you gotta discard that stuff. Until you see it yourself, you know, you just have to discard it. But when you see
But that's the joke, Scott. The joke is there's nothing new. Like, to me, it's got to be something that you can't find on Earth. And everything that I've seen is something you can find on Earth. So to me, it's just man making up aliens. Because they can't even come up with a new idea on what aliens would look like if they didn't come from here.
And I'm sure Biden has laser focus on those.
Yeah, but you get my point, right? We only know what we see, and all the aliens look like something we've seen put together to make it look like an alien. It's not an alien until we see something we've never seen on Earth.
There's some kind of operation going on. There's some kind of benefit to being on this planet, and we're definitely that's my belief. You know, it's just an opinion. But, I think it's been operating for thousands of years. Who knows? They're behind all civilizations.
The other world has capabilities of flying in space, and we're probably going to do that next because that's our biggest interest here, you know. So, you know, like, it's just we don't live long enough. But if you live long enough, like forever, what else would you do? So the book I have says that's all it is traveling space and find something new everywhere. But one of the points that book makes is that on this Earth, you only see things that you've seen on Earth. So man can't create something new and fool somebody because they can't come up with something that you would think is something you've never seen. Like, that's how crazy it is here. The Creator has this rule that we don't create anything, even a new thought. We only know what we've seen. Mm. And since I heard that, I haven't been able to prove it wrong.
Could the top of the dome and the Van Allen belt be constructs for mental, you know, despiritualization?
I think it's to prove that we can't go physically out of this place.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to believe of that, but I don't think we're made for space. And, you know, no matter how much we can do in space, I don't think we're going to still travel space because it takes a whole lifetime to get somewhere. So he's going to sacrifice that.
Isn't it like about a quarter million miles to the moon? Like 226,000?
Yep.
Didn't the two guys that just went up into space, didn't they go like 51 miles up?
I don't know.
That's not too high, is it? Are we gonna get going back to 226,000 again and beyond, or have the aliens? Are they gonna show us Tone, or what's, or is this just something that's old news?
I think it's the spirit world, but Scotty thinks there's actually spaceships coming.
Here we go. What do you think, Scotty? Beam us up.
I think the spaceships are already here. I think there's a galaxy, or you want to call it a. Even a Federation. I'm just saying there are different types of alien species that have been here for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and they wouldn't be aliens, or maybe they were. Well, there's definitely people coming from out of this planetary system.
Explain to me like a praying mantis type alien or a lion face alien, a cat alien. Well, I heard 90 different types of aliens, but every one of them is something we see here. And that's kind of my point.
I go for caveman paintings. I mean, so I'm pretty sure these grays are good.
The caveman pointing is showing us that they're spaceships, because in that book, The Oscopy, it says that they've shown themselves a lot of times. They have a choice whether they want us to see them or not.
Yeah, you know, infrared, it's not, or infra-green, whatever, or I'm not sure.
Well, the spirit world's not what we can see unless they want us to. That's the point.
Supposedly, you know. I just saw a guy set one up, a video of it, you know, and it's like, son of a bitch, if a triangle didn't, was up there, you know, and just
in the spirit world?
Well, he was, what do you call it when you see it in green and picks up heat? What is that? Not infrared.
Yeah.
Or what if the human mind is so strong that
it can
pull different entities out of their dimension? Like, you know, you hear people talking Bigfoot and stuff like that. Like, what if their minds are our minds are really that powerful that we can actually, you know, pull things into our reality?
Conscious manifestation. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
It is what we believe in.
I think the government's involved. The French are claiming that they're communicating with the extraterrestrials. Okay. I'm just saying that.
I think we all are.
Here's the
interesting thing. What if in the time of light, you know, when there's a lot of light because of the photosphere around us and stuff, we just have more chance of seeing the other world, and the other world can do more physical things than they used to because we're at this time of light, and we get more spiritual so we can see more into the other world. And now they start manifesting their possibilities here, and we start seeing crazy shit like demon magic and stuff you just can't do here. You know, and then they start manifesting themselves, like taking on physical form and stuff. But that book says at certain times they can do these things. And if we're heading into a time of light, which we're probably in, we're going to see more crazy, like people that are possessed and things from the other world showing up.
Beyond Chewbacca.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking to our dog.
But I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I wouldn't be too shocked if an alien, you know, do a promo of taking the vaccine. So, I mean, would that really shock you at this moment?
No, not to pay him enough these days.
With the Taliban giving him the shot.
Yeah, they probably think we would believe anything.
How about the Taliban posing the Iwo Jima pose, the four guys pulling up the flag. Oh my goodness gracious. I'll stop. I ran the whole first half.
Tell me that wasn't a false flag.
Well, that's really shit. That's like rubbing, this is pissing me off.
Yes, that's it. So it worked for you. I love it, Scott. It didn't work for me at all.
And I really have, man. This has just got me pissed.
But that's what they want. They want everybody pissed off so that we can have a war about it, and they deserve whatever they get. And really, it's CNN playing us, you know?
Oh, I just want our people out of there. I just wanted to do a proper...
Our people were sacrificed. Get on with it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what they did, man. They actually set this up for a fail and made us look like crap. And it's all Biden's fault, but the guy's a loser. He says, I don't remember what they told me. You know? Like, how much dumber can you get? And really, that's possessed when you go that far and act that stupid.
No. It's either senility or...
No, that's possessed.
Says they're like, no Americans are having a problem over there. And then a half hour later, Secretary of Defense gets there and says, we're having a problem over here. There's, you know, people are they're going door to door. Americans are being careful. So I'm just saying, he's not in touch, man. It's either he's not being told. It's like there's a breakdown between him and his cabinet and the Pentagon, you know, or he's just freaking senile, or is he a liar? But this guy, degradation of duty, needs to be kicked the frick out ASAP. We'll put up with Obama running the country, Stu Harris. Got to get him out right now. Need a warmonger. Just to get our people back. Okay, and get our freaking weapons off these idiots. Simple as that. And that's all I can think about tonight. Sorry. Yeah. Can't help it. Really. Much.
I think they stuck.
Well, someone can use, why not? But anyway, sorry, guys.
Why recycle an old one when we can get something new?
That went over my head.
Tony?
Tony's on a
mute. No, I just got it. I thought I was off mute, but I was saying I thought they stuck that flag up your butt. The thing is, Scotty, you just reacted exactly the way they set it up. So think about it. What if the CIA set this up to piss off everybody?
It was just part of the Marxist plan. Let me tell you, the Great Reset is happening, and we're at the end. This is like the end of a rope, man. This is the real deal going on right now. It's a power play, and it's like either I'm a pussy and I don't do something about it and put my life on the line, and that goes for everybody, we're going to go down whimpering like these freaking Republicans who are just the same as the Democrats. And I'm nuts, so I'm really getting...
So I'm going to ask Sergeant a question. Sergeant, do you think laughter's, like, harder on them right now?
Oh, hell,
like,
yeah.
If I keep laughing at these uppity-ups and they can't fool me, isn't that the best weapon we have?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, that's why people are so creative with the memes and, you know, the jokes, you know, the political satire.
We've been played all along. We never had it our way. But right now, you're seeing every possible thing go wrong. Like, you know, Mexico's a problem. Everything's a problem.
Yeah,
so
not a problem to me.
Well, really, they just said they want to open the border between Mexico and America. Just let everybody in and out.
I wish they would.
I wish they would, too. I wish they would open all the borders on the America side.
Yeah.
I'm tired of banana republics and shit. You know, America went and set up every one of those governments and then screwed them all over. And if you wonder about, you know, who's free, none of us are free. We're just working on it right now. This is our last chance to show that anybody could be free in this world. And it took everything that we have gone through and all of the internet and all of our knowledge, all of our time that we put in to get to this point so that we can actually stand up and take it back. Like, we've been set up. So there's nothing that's going down. It's what's next. Like, we can't have a system like this anymore. Is that all it is? Why didn't we get rid of the CIA?
Well, you can't get rid of Vince McMahon in wrestling.
He's great. He's a funny guy, man. I like it. Did I? Well, I do anyway. Genius. He's a freaking genius.
But Trump is like Stone Cold, and I guess Biden is like Ric Flair, huh?
Oh, that's a good one, man. I gotta think about that one. I mean, I probably know like about maybe 15 wrestlers, like going back to 1962. Mm-hmm. Hogan Brazil. So I probably know like 50 of them, but anyway. I have to think about that story. That's a good one. Because politics, American politics is the WWF. Oh, that's what you're getting at anyway. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They've all been thrown over the top rope, but it's still a cage match.
I mean, you were still paying attention.
I think it was Kane, man. You know, it's like, he was the guy. Anyway, it's like he was a good guy, and he was a bad guy. I just love that stuff. Just love watching him flip-flop.
By design.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's why Vince McMahon's a genius. Vince knows how to rile people up. And it's like, you know, for a while, it was like fun. As a family here, like, you know, we watched that stuff like about a year and a half. It was, you know. And that was in the 90s.
When do you want to live life and have a real life?
Well, I think
it's always a show, right?
There is, right? Everyone here is having a real life. True?
They had cutting board cutouts as audience. I mean,
that was baseball.
They cured the common cold and the flu at the same time. Nobody's ever done it.
I mean,
and it's like the flu and the cold always change. So how are they going to do that? They got rid of all the variants, and there's only one variant now left.
And people still paid for it.
We're going to start paying out the ass. We're going to have to pay for all the testing.
Subscribe to be a cardboard cutout.
I heard somebody say today, I hope my insurance covers the testing I have to do twice a week.
There it is with that insurance. That game of life slides on in there again.
Well, what do you think a test costs? I'd say close to $200.
Enough to force you to submission if you want to support your, you know, feed your kids. This is bad, folks. We're watching.
Isn't that the game? Is to break you if you don't like a horse? You can't afford it. You're gonna have to take it.
The real people. Now they're taking people's money away.
We got to make our own money. We can't rely on their money. We got to make our own money. What do you say?
I don't even think we use money anymore.
There we go.
Type it into that computer.
Hogs and trade.
Well, I mean, everything's a card now. You know, Sargent said that we could vote with a card. And it's right. We could set it up so that they can't fool us anymore with the voting system.
Yeah, like a bank card.
Yeah, like if a they debit can get card. That, yeah, if we can get our bank notes right, we could get our voting system right. So everything's always been set up to be devious.
No, because they could steal your bank card just like they can steal your money, just like they can steal your identity. It's not gonna matter. If you get a chip, if they want to, they'll cut your hand off or threaten you with your family or whatever. To get you to do what they want you to do. It's not going to matter what anybody does. The only thing that's going to make a difference if we just really make a difference. If people can be heard and if people can understand, if people stop being afraid to stand up, if people would speak out. But, you know, I don't talk about my
trust each other.
I know you don't like it, but the truth is, unless we have some faith. A friend of mine used to say, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. You know? And that's just about seems like the world we live in. What's happening is not just it's not even just our country. It's like every single country is dealing with the same exact thing. I've never seen that in my life.
It's because it's where all the money is.
Like show on Netflix. It's called Everything or something like that. I don't remember the name of it. Anyway, on this show, I looked up, they have a different show each episode. And I just watched one so far, and it's called Billionaires. And since 2000, there are so many billionaires all over the world. I think Asia had the less billionaires of any nation or any continent. And right now they have more. They have so many billionaires. It's the new thing now is not even being a billionaire, but being a trillionaire.
Don't you think they talked us into the money, like thinking that we could be a billionaire too? So it's not like everybody can be that. They just want us to think that that system works, and it never works.
Well, no. I think these people didn't have any idea they could be billionaires, but then they started doing things and became billionaires.
But that's who they know. That it's not what we think. What'd you say, Eagle?
Well, they were turning us into animal farms. Some allowed it to happen, and some haven't let it happen.
Right. Some are better than others.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what Two Feathers thinks of that. Are you with us, Two Feathers? Some of us are better than others. You know, because the uppity-ups think they own everything, because mm-hmm. they're the ones that are the land barons to begin with. Go ahead, mm-hmm. Two Feathers.
Well, that's what the affluent seem to think, you know, that their ideas, you know, their wonderfulness, they deserve all the best parties. Their kids
they are wonderful.
They
are wonderful. I love that one.
Yeah, they deserve everything the best. And, you know, working people whom still using their brain, like all of us truck drivers out here, we're still rolling right along, you know. And
look,
we have to. We don't have no choice.
Paying attention only goes so far. They don't want to give it to us. Like they wanted all the attention.
We might do something with it.
We're never going to get attention. The good people don't get attention. They get picked on.
They're giving us reverse spells, man. The reverse spells.
Well, they don't want your potential going somewhere. You know? Like, if you actually got to spend your time on something productive. So, it's set up to stop you from what you could be doing. That's the way it's always been in my life. And I'm the regular person, just like everyone else. I know something's here slowing me down. No matter how much I push ahead, you know.
Gotta keep that Reiki spiral spinning.
Well, the joke is, I know I'm not going to be a millionaire, you know. Like, this is ridiculous to play this game and think you're going to get ahead. It's who you know and how much money you have. And at this point, money doesn't even count anymore. Like, they're going into reset. So it's all, like, stupidity right now. These people are all possessed. And nobody wants to admit it, because if you admit that, then we're crazy. Like, the psychiatrist taught us that all of this stuff is our fault. It's not some demon world that's playing with our head all the time in our dreams. You know, so it has to be us. And the truth is, there's demons all around us screwing with us, and we're not allowed to talk about it, because then if we break that spell, we may not be in fear anymore of it, because it can't hurt us. It just uses all our energy. And the joke is, we live forever. You know, like, even the Bible says that. So obviously there's these demons around us, the ones that aren't high enough to have something better to do than play us like a video game. So why can't we talk about it yet? Like, why wouldn't we think that's the aliens that are coming, because there's too many of them?
Yeah. I don't think the aliens are coming to take over. I think they're just going to stop the weapons from going off. That's what
they're definitely taking over because we're in fear of something that has more knowledge than we do. That's the last card. They played the Trump card. That ain't going to work anymore.
That's just politicizing the issue.
And her ass, even if she is the whore of Babylon, she's just not that pretty or that you know, good smelling anymore.
Do the aliens go to the grocery store? Because I went there and it was a lot less stuff at the grocery store than there was the last time I was there.
I thought they were going to eat us.
I don't know.
I thought we were getting seasoned with all that bad food.
Do they eat those aliens? Do they need food? You know,
I don't know.
Talking about the grocery store, I went to Walmart yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. It was so crazy. There was like no rice on the aisle, right? Unless you wanted only Basante, and I think there was one bag of jasmine rice. But then on the Mexican side of the food store, or was it the Asian side? Anyway, I found some rice. I guess people was afraid to buy. I was the Asian part. I think they was afraid to buy the Asian rice. I bought some Asian rice. I don't care. Anyway, it was hilarious to me. But yeah, the store was crazy. And you were talking about cash. When I went to the checkout, I decided to go through the self-checkout because my sister always does, and I just did. I usually don't. I usually go through the cashier because I don't want them to lose their jobs. But anyway, as I was going to go in, the lady said, "We only taking cards in here. We only take cards in here. We only take cards in here." And it wasn't like that all the time before. But I thought, you know, my dad was born in 1910. He would have thought that was insane if somebody told him they wouldn't take cash.
That's what the pandemic was for, so that you don't want to touch anything, even each other. It's the common flu and cold.
The guy sneezed across from me. I thought the lady who was watching over the machines was going to have a heart attack.
That's the best way to get space right now.
I said, look, I did an example. I pulled my shirt up. I said, if you sneeze into your shirt, it won't be so bad. And a lady shook her head, yes.
So Shannon was saying you can't get any milk creamer at all the truck stops. Hmm. And I heard they were limiting the diesel fuel for how much you could get and stuff. So things are changing, and it's going to be a slow change, like one that you don't know what to think. What do you think?
They took away the bigger grocery carts. They were just those smaller ones. You know how they got the bigger carts where you can load up a lot of stuff? Those are gone.
Well, your food is shrinking anyway, so you can fit more in the cart.
I saw that. That was kind of interesting. You know, that's, I think, by design.
Yeah, you'll notice the weight of things is less, but you're paying the same.
Mm-hmm.
Mike just said the same thing about the weight's less, but the price is the same, even more.
So you can fit all that big cart in a little one now. So that's like the little houses. We're not going to build big houses anymore.
Right. They're making those tiny houses cool.
So we're all going to have to sacrifice so that the nature can come back.
The hammock house.
Yeah, that's my ticket.
By the garden. And the hemp field.
I would like a hobbit house.
There you go.
I think we're at the point where we can build anything and take off and not have to hang out. Like, we've got all this technology that we don't have to worry about the cold or the heat or whatever. We don't have to worry about COVID either. It's kind of funny that all this stuff happened right when we have technology to solve everything, but we're not allowed to use it to fix anything. We have to play this out until people die and can't reproduce.
Or reverse the spell that they tried to reverse on us with the reverse spell.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta play that game until we can flip it. They're stealing our energy as we play the game.
And the Gulf Stream's about to die.
When you keep the Television plugged in, yeah, you give it to them. You sit before it.
So unplug that thing. Why would you think that, Scotty? You're talking about global warming again.
Yeah. No, I don't believe in global warming. I think Earth does what it wants to, but scientifically,
let's ask that question. What is scientifically?
That's just Earth doing what it does to me.
It's whatever they want us to believe. So what am I supposed to think is science nowadays? Because that's the new religion.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to cause global warming or not. I'm just saying the conveyor belt's dying. And I just think that's cool. I'm alive watching some earthly phenomena take place. I'm not worried about global warming. Some places are benefits, some places aren't. Really. That's how it's going to work.
I seen something the other day, and I did consider the whole idea, which is kind of funny if you think about it, but if you really believe we had an ice age, then everything since the ice age has been global warming.
Exactly.
But we're foolish enough to spend all our money on it, thinking that we can change something. And really, they're like raining down all kinds of poisons and like making our minds messed up. And they could be giving us all these vaccines through the air. And they could be giving us the colds through the air, too, and control everything.
But we can turn it around, Tony. We can grow our own food in a greenhouse.
Yeah, everything's easy to fix. It's just that they want us to go crazy before we figure out that they can't stop us from getting it right.
Hey, we're the only country that even pays attention to that crap. The rest of, Europe and China and Asia and Africa, no one else cares about the global warming,
Seriously. Everything to me is a distraction from what Sargent has, that he wants the world to go back to, free land again, where everybody has a piece of land and stuff.
Yep.
Like we never got the real America that we had to begin with. Like right, Sergeant, we had a treaty at the beginning, even before the Constitution, that was so much better than what we're doing right now.
Yeah, it was an oral tradition.
Mm-hmm. And that's the music already?
Help your neighbors, what you can. Really, help your neighbors.
Who else can?
Thanks for having us.
Enjoy your night.
Yep, good to have you guys.
Thanks, Eagle, for flying in here.
Appreciate that. Great panel.
Night. Thanks, guys.
Night, John Boy.
Good night, Gary Allen.
Nice to scream, bro. Don't want to get to you.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
we did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not.